Sky Carumba, January 8th through 14th, 2023. The constellation Capricornus is heading into the sunset. Saturn's going with it, but Venus is going the other way through the constellation. See them in the west at dusk. It's exciting how fast the constellation is going down and Venus is going up night to night. Jupiter is above them and also going eastward against the stars, but it's setting earlier each evening. And after several weeks of moving westward against the stars, Mars is turning around. It's above the Hyades V, and it's easy to compare the orange colors of the planet and the star Aldebaran in that V. Watch closely this week, and you may be able to see Mars change direction. It's close to some dim stars that serve as position markers in binoculars. Mars is high in the east at dusk on the meridian about mid-evening and setting before dawn. Orion and Gemini are high in the sky early to mid-evening. Leo rises mid-evening. The moon starts the week just past full and at apogee, 406,500 kilometers from Earth. See the moon pass through Cancer on Sunday and Monday. On Tuesday, it passes by Aljabhah in Leo. The moon will occult the star over a path in the Pacific Ocean. Hawaii is well situated for this occultation. It begins at about 11:47 p.m. local time on Monday the 9th in Honolulu and ends at about 1:16 a.m. on Tuesday the 10th. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings, the waning gibbous moon is passing through Virgo. It occults Parima on Friday night to Saturday morning for viewers in East Central Africa and the Western Indian Ocean. The local times for it would be at about 011 UT to 117 UT on the morning of the 14th in Mogadishu. Mercury is beginning the week coming out of inferior conjunction. Thousands of years ago, the planet earned a distinct reputation for the way it behaves. It's a lot faster than the other planets. It never gets far from the sun, and it quickly moves from the evening sky to the morning sky and back again. To some ancient observers, this planet was quick and sneaky like a thief. To others, it was dutifully quick like a messenger. Mercury became known as the messenger to the gods. Mercury is less than 5,000 kilometers wide, making it the smallest planet in the solar system. It's smaller than some of Jupiter's moons. It's the closest planet to the Sun and needs just 88 days to complete one orbit. It rotates once every 59 days. That rotation period has been revised as astronomers learned more about the planet. They once thought the planet was in a tidal lock with the Sun, the way the Moon is with the Earth, and always kept the same side facing the Sun. That would have been an 88-day rotation. Mercury's gravity is 38% of Earth's, so take 0.38, multiply that by your weight, and that's what you'd weigh on Mercury. The planet is heavily cratered and of various shades of gray, like Earth's moon. There's evidence that lava flowed on the planet long ago. Mercury's most distinct feature is called the Caloris Basin. It's where an asteroid is believed to have struck the planet, perhaps billions of years ago. Other features on Mercury appear to have been caused by the planet shrinking and warping its surface over billions of years. With virtually no atmosphere, the sunlit side of Mercury warms up to 450 degrees Celsius. The dark side drops to minus 275. We say virtually no atmosphere because sometimes just a few particles can be detected. The Messenger spacecraft scanned Mercury in 2012 and discovered water ice in some craters at one of the planet's poles. The craters are so deep, sunlight never gets into them. Because Mercury orbits closer to the Sun than Earth, it's never up all night. It moves away from the Sun, rising a little earlier each morning or setting a little later each night. But before it gets very far, Mercury moves back toward the Sun. The point where it turns around is called greatest elongation. When Mercury appears to be very close to the Sun, it's said to be in conjunction. When Mercury's on the other side of the Sun, that's a superior conjunction. When Mercury is between Earth and the Sun, that's an inferior conjunction. Sometimes Mercury even passes right in front of the Sun in an event called a transit. It appears as a little black dot crossing the Sun's disk. The next time that happens will be on November 13th, 2032. Mercury's orbit is highly elliptical. At perihelion, the planet is about 46 million kilometers from the Sun. At aphelion, about 70 million kilometers away. For this reason, its greatest elongations vary a lot in angular distance from the Sun. It can get up to about 27 degrees from the Sun. It'll be about 25 degrees from the Sun in the morning sky on January 30th. Sky Caramba.